KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Kirk Daniels joins us from Paws and Stripes. He's the director of development there. Kirk, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
And you've brought some guests. Jay Peters is here, as well as Bree Peters from Relentless Realty, Real Estate, New Mexico. And we're going to get to their part in this and the support of Paws and Stripes through an event that's coming up. Thank you guys for taking the time. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Thanks, Steve.
And let's start, though. Kirk, we've had Paws and Stripes on this show before. The last time I want to say for me was maybe pre-COVID. So great to have you back. And don't be a stranger, okay? We need to have you back in whether there's an event for Paws and Stripes or not. Appreciate what they do. For those not familiar, Kirk, I'll throw it to you for kind of the elevator pitch. Let me tell you real quick about Paws and Stripes.
Yeah, absolutely. The elevator pitch for Paws and Stripes is like the hardest part of my job because we do so much.
Yeah.
You know, we started and we're really well known for our veteran service dog program. So we'll take dogs from local animal shelters here in the area, whether it's the county animal shelters or maybe some smaller nonprofit ones. And we'll get those dogs trained up to service dog level with a veteran who's got some sort of disability. Whether it's physical or PTSD, service-connected trauma, anything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that program itself takes, you know, anywhere from 12 to 18 months to complete. Wow. But we've expanded so much since then.
Well, one of the things that really impressed me years ago when I came across Paws and Stripes was, you know, when I saw, you know, just the logo and everything about it, so sharp. Mm-hmm. Including the website, if you haven't been there, pawsandstripes.org. This is a homegrown organization that started in Rio Rancho, New Mexico in 2010. And really, at this point, is exclusive to New Mexico. Any thought of seeing this expand anytime?
You know, that's a really cool question because we're always talking about how do we get more service dogs into the hands of more veterans?
Yeah.
Is it more offices? Is it more people? Is it more staff?
Yeah.
And right now what we're looking at is a totally different world than what was existing pre-COVID. And
yeah,
we're learning a lot more about our constituents and our veterans and what their needs are and how we can help. And so I talked a second ago about we've expanded so much more. We received a grant a couple years ago from the Department of Veteran Affairs, the Staff Sergeant Gordon Parker Fox Suicide Prevention Grant that's allowed us to do a lot more mental health work,
yeah,
specifically in suicide prevention.
Yeah.
So I'll always plug anytime I have a chance.
Right.
Veteran Suicide Hotline is 988.
Go ahead.
Yeah, with extension 1. And that number is specifically for veterans. And so we do a lot of talking to people in the community, even if they're not in our programs or our services, you know, about that information. And like I said, we've been able to expand our mental health services. Most of our clients are actually receiving just clinical mental health services, whether it's individual or workshops from us, and not really even doing a dog program.
Yeah, no, it's a serious issue. For those not familiar, and I became aware of it, quite honestly, from a veteran who was doing, I forget if it was push-ups or sit-ups, but 22 push-ups or sit-ups every day, mm-hmm, online. That's, and if that's not the number, it's close to the number of the amount of veterans that are committing suicide daily, and what an issue it is. And, whether it's those who've served in the military or first responders, I mean, these are people we need to not forget. We need to appreciate the service they've given to our community and our country. And, you know, when we talked about expansion, the question came up, you know, is it, I said it was exclusive to New Mexico, but are you finding clients from outside of the state as well?
Right now, we're only focused on veterans here in New Mexico.
Okay.
So recently, we've been working on getting veterans in more rural New Mexico, getting out into the, you know, outside of Albuquerque and Santa Fe, and getting those veterans in with our services and getting them connected with the VA.
Okay. So I can imagine why, because, I get near a dog. I'm a dog guy. I like dogs. So they're therapeutic. I know they are. But Why is it such a therapeutic thing for dogs to be around people who've encountered trauma?
Dogs are just so emotionally in tune. You know, they don't have the same ability to communicate with words that we have. You know, I can sit and tell you guys, oh, I feel really sad today. And you guys all immediately know what I mean.
Yeah.
Dogs, we don't have that capability to communicate with dogs with that way. So they read body language in a way that we just don't. And so, especially when we're talking about a veteran, and now's a good time to talk about like fireworks on the 4th of July.
Right.
And how that affects veterans with PTSD and how that can be a really intense trigger. So having a service animal that can see that you're having intense emotions, even before you really realize you're having intense emotions, and then that service animal can naturally kick in and go into their assistance mode, providing deep pressure therapy, distracting you, sitting on your lap, looking you in the face, those kinds of things to kind of pull you back into the moment from, you know, wherever you went, with what happens with your PTSD. Dogs are so in tune over these thousands of years of working with humans to coexist and survive, they can just read us really well.
Yeah, and no joke here. This could come off really, easy as fun. It's not funny. The International Zone in Albuquerque is an area that you don't need to wait till the 4th of July for it to sound like Beirut, and with the amount of homeless that are in that community and the amount of homeless that we find as part of the veteran community, this is an issue. Let's look at this as people are, whether it's for the person who's listening specifically, maybe you're a veteran who has PTSD or like you said, a loss of a limb or something where you need assistance, that these dogs could provide, who should reach out to Paws and Stripes and how would they do it?
Everybody should reach out to Paws and Stripes. We are friends with everybody in the community. So even if you're a veteran struggling with homelessness, you should call Paws and Stripes because we can then connect you with the Veterans Integration Center. If you are a veteran struggling to get medical needs taken care of, we can connect you with the VA or with the Veterans Services Department here in New Mexico. So we have good friends and good contacts and good relationships with all of these veteran serving organizations in our area. So if you're a veteran, you should be involved with Paws and Stripes one way or another. We offer workshops that sometimes they're mental health related, sometimes they're substance abuse related, they're trauma, they're grief and loss related. They are what it is like to exist as a human related. So anybody should call us. Even if what we do isn't what you need, we can help you find it.
Okay, yeah, and as you mentioned, several programs, the service dog program, companion animal program, individual therapy, there's outreach and education, the suicide prevention training, and so much more. That number, by the way, to reach out to Paws and Stripes is area 505-999-1201. That's 999-1201 in the 505. We have listeners at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces in that the quote unquote new 575. So make sure you call it 505-999-1201 or go to the website. It's a great resource. I'm navigating it as we speak, and I would encourage you to go and look at it, find these different programs, find some of these things that Kirk's already mentioned, pawsandstripes.org, spend some time there. You can also find a way to support Paws and Stripes financially. Of course, as I'm speaking to primarily a Christian audience, I would encourage you to spend some time praying for this community, praying for organizations like Paws and Stripes. And I did want to bring this up too, Kirk, real quick. I love this on the homepage. Because you mentioned a lot of the dogs used for Paws and Stripes are rescue animals. But right on the homepage, it says saving lives two at a time.
That's right.
So dog lovers, you've got a reason. We should all be loving on the vets. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. In studio with us from Relentless Real Estate in New Mexico, Jay and Bree Peters are here. The reason they're here is they are part of putting together an event that's going to be happening real soon. Is it July 19th?
July 19th.
Okay. And you guys are headed out to Legacy Ranch in the East Mountains. Tell us about that.
Yes. So out in Edgewood, we'll be at Legacy Ranch off of Barton Road, having a wonderful event, doing some off-road showcase. Obviously, everything there is going to be to support Paws and Stripes, having raffle tickets that you can buy, and all of the proceeds will be going back to these guys to help the amazing work that they're doing.
Yeah. What prompted you guys? Now, I know... we had another event you guys were part of. You guys are really getting active in the community. What prompted you to go this route?
Yeah, we did an event in April with Pitties and Kitties, and it just turned out so wonderful and so well that we wanted to do it again close to 4th of July and really just give back to the veterans and the first responders in our community. We're really big on just serving our community that we are a part of and serving in the real estate side as well. But yeah, we just want to give back and have a good turnout and have some fun and help these guys out for the amazing mission that they have.
Okay. I got an epiphany live on the air. Okay. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
Okay. You started with Pitties and Kitties, right? Animal related. Paws and Stripes, animal related. You got your next event. We got to find one of these equine therapy, horses and
kids
stuff, something like that.
My daughter would love that.
You got to keep it in the animal realm here. Now you got something started.
Well, we're big dog lovers. We have four of our own and four kids as well. So yeah.
Well, and it is a blessing to see. What kind of results, Kirk, are you seeing from the therapy animals through Paws and Stripes with the veterans?
Yeah, we see incredible outcomes, partially because of the way that we do our program. Typically, if you're someone that's looking for a service animal, you'll contact an organization that does it. They'll tell you, cool, we'll put you on the wait list. We'll call you in a couple of years when there's a dog ready for you. And at that point, they'll breed a puppy for you, they'll train it up, and they'll call you with a trained, maybe 2-year-old dog and say, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
Our process is a lot different. We work with the veteran and the dog to create a team where the veteran comes into class every week, and they, along with our dog training team, are working to train their own service dog for their own specific needs. So we see really, really good long-term outcomes. We have 93% of the veterans that have completed our program have reported a significant reduction in PTSD symptoms. 3 out of 4 report that they sleep better. 85% report that they are able to spend more time with their family. 88% report that they get more increased physical activity. So hiking and just being outdoors doing stuff.
Wow.
And then, of course, 90% of our dogs coming from local rescue shelters right here in Albuquerque.
Yeah. So if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Kirk Daniels. He's the director of development with Paws and Stripes. It's pawsandstripes.org. Jay and Bree Peters with Relentless Real Estate in New Mexico. The event, and what's the name of the event?
It's the Freedom Fighters event.
Okay. It's for and by first responders I saw on the flyer.
That's right.
So you've got some assistance from active?
We have a ton of, we have a flight paramedic that's on at our brokerage right now. Parker Tomasi from Legacy Ranch is a retired United States Marine. We have
the
retired
Revengers group as well. We have a lot of active first responders as well as veterans. So
yeah.
We all came in and teamed up together and wanted to give back to those as well.
Well, let me testify. I've known the Tomasis for decades. The family has been an active part of this community for a long time and appreciate what they're doing in this. You'll also have out there Revengers Off-Road, which they were part of your last event. For those not familiar that may want to get involved with something like that, what is it that they do?
Have a lot of fun. Brianna, that's your area of expertise because she is a part of the Revengers Off-Road group, do a lot of off-roading and community events as well. They give back to the community a ton.
Yeah.
So with the Revengers, it's primarily a fun outlet and it is a community within itself. The off-road community is absolutely huge in New Mexico. But again, a lot of our group in particular and, just the off-road group, You do have a lot of veterans and first responders that have found that outlet to help them over time. And so we will go out together, you know, into local places here within Albuquerque or even Tijeras and outwardly New Mexico, and just spend some time together. And they've been an amazing instrument in these events and bringing the community together.
Well, and you mentioned off the air, we're talking about some of the people that will be out there. Omni will be out there. For those familiar with the gun shop.
Yeah, it's a gun shop.
Reload Love, a ministry that's been on the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque, where this radio station is located. Most of our listeners, I think, are familiar, but they take spent cartridges and melt them down and make jewelry. They do a lot more than that. They travel the world. They put playgrounds in places in the world. I'm talking, terrorist stricken parts of the world.
Oh yeah.
Where children are impacted by terrorism. So their ministry is vital. So Reload Love is going to be out there. It's going to be at Legacy Ranch on the 19th. And you can find out more. Just go to the Relentless Real Estate New Mexico website. That is Relentless, RENM.com. And you'll find the banner there for the event. You'll also find it on their Facebook page as well. When you do a search for them, it's just Relentless Real Estate NM on Facebook, and you'll find the 2025 Freedom Fighters event for July 19th. Starts at 9 o'clock. Now, listen, it takes what, about an hour to get out there?
About 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're on I-40, 30 minutes, it's not too bad.
Okay. So give yourself some time to get out to Edgewood and get out to Legacy Ranch for that event, benefiting Paws and Stripes. Anything else, Kirk? I want to throw it back to you, because is there anything else about the organization we haven't mentioned you want to make sure the listeners know?
Gosh, I could take up the rest of your show.
Yeah. Listen, I'll do this. I'll remind them they can find information at the website, pawsandstripes.org. But call the number to connect. That's area 505-999-1201. Kirk Daniels, Jay, and Bree Peters, thank you for your time. And thanks for the work to make New Mexico and the Albuquerque metro area a better place to be. Appreciate your investment.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.